Spend less than 5 minutes to learn something cool about building apps on SharePoint using InfoPath.
Hello, my name is Phil Newman. I'm a program manager on the InfoPath team, and today I'm going to show you how to easily diagnose problems in your InfoPath form code without necessarily debugging your code on the server, that is, physically attaching to the process and attaching the debugger, because we acknowledge that most people don't actually have a SharePoint server running under their desks. So the form that I'm going to use for this is a uniform order form, and behind this combo box there is code that adds a value to a lookup list if that value isn't already in the lookup list. So I'm going to show you two things. The first thing is adding a debug view to a form, and that's pretty much exactly what it sounds. Adding a new view called debug. And to that view, I'll add a text box. I'll make it a nice big text box. That's a multi-line text box called debug. And I'll add some code that writes values to this debug console at various points in my code so that I can know what's going on, so I can kind of get a view into my code. So this is the code for this form. I'll paste in the new function to add values to that debug console. It's called addToDebug, and it takes a string. And what it essentially does is it just adds values to this field at this XPath here. So I get the value and concatenate a new value in a timestamp. So what I want to do is I want to put some values in there. So I want to say how many results does the query return. So there was so many items returned in the query for this value. And I also want to write down something in the debug console if I do add an item to the list. So if I call .update, I want to say add a new item for this value. So now from InfoPath, I can go back on the File tab and click Quick Publish. Now the form is getting published back to the server. And since it's publishing as a SharePoint sandbox solution, I only need to be a site collection administrator to publish this code. We no longer require administrator approval from the form admin to publish forms with code to the server. So I'll open the form in the browser. And now I'll pick a school that's already in the list, say Seattle. And then I'll add a new one. Let's say Orlando. I'll tab out. And now if I switch over to my debug view, you can see there's three entries here. So there was one item in the query for Seattle, there were zero items in the query for Orlando, and adding new item, Orlando. So that's an easy way to kind of see what your code is doing by changing the code. Now, you'll probably want to remove this debug view and remove the field before you actually publish this code to a production environment, but it's a handy tool while you're developing. So the second thing I want to do is I'm going to introduce a bug into the code which would typically be a lot more difficult to diagnose. So I'll put a typo in the name of the list, calling it schools with lots of O's. And I'll publish this back to the server. So this is going to throw an exception when it fails, and those exceptions get written to the SharePoint logs, and those are a very valuable tool for debugging your forms if you don't necessarily have access to the server. So Microsoft has a tool available publicly on CodePlex that they've developed that lets you filter those logs in real time. So I'll show you that tool right now. So I can now open the logs from ULS on my server because the admin has shared the logs out to me. And I'll add a filter so that I only see the things I care about. So I want to see failures from process, SP, UC, worker, process, which is the process that's running my custom code. And I only want to see messages if the message contains exception thrown from business logic. So I'll filter on message contains exception thrown from business logic. And now you see there's nothing in the ULS log. So if I open the form in the browser, now, changing the value in this schools dropdown is going to cause a failure because I've introduced a bug into the code. So now I'll select Los Angeles, for example. And as expected, the code fails to run. Now I can go see my ULS log, click on the entry, and it says exception thrown for business logic. List school with lots of O's does not exist. And now what I can do is I can go back to my code, look for schools with lots of O's, and easily fix my typo. So I've just shown you two easy ways to diagnose problems in your form code without debugging it on the server. Thanks for watching. Have a nice day.